I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, April 27th. More than three-quarters of Ohio workers don't have paid leave. Two separate bills could give up to 14 weeks of state-funded paid leave to help them deal with newborns, medical emergencies, or elderly or ill family members. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
When her twins were born at just 28 weeks, Madison Greenspan of Cleveland says she and her husband struggled to keep their jobs and spend time with their babies in neonatal intensive care. She ended up not returning to work.
I do believe that if paid family leave existed then, I would have had a fighting chance being able to keep my job and care for my daughters.
Greenspan is now advocating for the bill to create a family and medical leave insurance program administered by the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services and funded by workers and employers, each kicking in payroll contributions of 0.4%. Republican sponsor Senator Bill Blessing says 14 states guarantee paid leave, so he says this is a pro-business idea. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A Board of Elections member in Clark County has died. Normally, the county party picks the successor. However, because of an ongoing rift within the county's Republican leadership, choosing a new representative is now complicated. WYSO's Catherine Mobley explains.
The county's Republican Executive Committee has to select a new person to serve on the Clark County Board of Elections. Member Michael Pepin died the weekend of April 18th. The new candidate's name goes to the Secretary of State for approval, but there's a hitch. Since 2023, Clark County has had two GOP groups.
This faction that split, and they were the ones who caused the division and decided to go rogue.
Laura Rosenberger is executive chair of the Clark County Republican Party. She's referring to the other group, the Republican Party of Clark County. According to Rosenberger, she was legally elected.
Well, Laura was unbending. There was dissatisfaction with Laura Rosenberger's leadership of the party.
Springfield attorney Dan Harkins represents the Republican Party of Clark County. According to Harkins, members of this new group held a public meeting and voted Rosenberger and other officials out. They formed a new group and selected new leaders. Rosenberger contends the vote was illegal.
My job was to fundraise and to oversee the business. We had our headquarters funded. We have our bills paid. And I think that was one of the real issues, is that they didn't like a success story for some reason.
Rosenberger has filed suit against this group. The Ohio Elections Commission will hear arguments. With regard to selecting Pepin's replacement on the Clark County Board of Elections, both groups say they'll wait until after the May primary when the local party reorganizes. Harkins is optimistic.
Stress in any political organization is very healthy because it then tests the organization. The key is to get people to work together.
Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
The Youth Social Services Agency Daybreak will open its doors to the public on Thursday, April 30th. The Springfield Community Open House will run from 4 to 6 p.m. It'll offer guests the chance to learn about the organization's workforce development programs, client-run boutique, and visit the on-site food pantry. Visitors will be offered guided tours of the facility every 30 minutes, including Daybreak's emergency shelter for youth and transitional housing, and that's at 605 South Patterson Boulevard. Daybreak's emergency shelter and enrichment programs serve young people ages 10 to 24. A workforce training program from an aviation company is coming to Southwest Ohio. The GE Aerospace Foundation says it will contribute a minimum of $500,000 to help fill the skilled manufacturing talent gap. The money will be used for the GE Aerospace Foundation-supported program for Cincinnati State Community College's Aviation Maintenance Technology Program. It'll also go to its partnership with the United Way of Greater Cincinnati for the Future of Manufacturing Fund, which is focused on workforce development training and hiring. The contribution is part of a $30 million workforce training program the foundation calls Lifting Futures. GE Aerospace is headquartered near Cincinnati and has several locations in the Dayton area. Look for a warm day today, high in the low 80s, but thunderstorm chances return to the area this evening and overnight, and some of those storms could be on the strong to severe side, so we'll have to stay weather aware for this evening and overnight. And that's WYSO Today for Monday, April 27th. I'm Mike Fraser.